Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Megan. When you hear the Beach Boys singing Little Deuce Coupe, you know it's time for the car show with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Ken Chartel, Kenny Chartel is here, and Howard Seaton, one of our ADX marketing consultants, is also in the studio this morning to share their wisdom about car care.
Many years of experience.
Good morning, Miss Meg.
Seriously.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be with you.
I know. It's great to see you guys. Okay, what's happening in the world of cars in this heat? That's my first question.
Yeah, absolutely. In the world of affordable automotive, the cars keep breaking and we keep repairing them. But the hot topic today has been, heat and AC.
Yes.
So, again, if you're suffering from any AC or heat problems, be sure to give us a call at 850-932-0811. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. Affordable Automotive, call and schedule your appointment today, and we'll start working on that. Heat is part of our topics today because, as we all know, we're in the middle of summer. AC is, once we have it, it's hard to do without it. Right, Pops?
Oh, yeah.
Every time I get in my car, I hold my breath. I turn it on. I say, please, AC, work. Please, AC. And it works just fine so far.
Kenny just put a new engine in his van, and he goes, you want to take the van? I go, no. You haven't fixed the AC yet.
It's still on the checklist, but yes.
Okay.
We'll take mine.
Okay.
I'd gone out and played golf the other day.
Ooh, it was a little hot too, yeah.
You know what saved me? It's like I can't wait to get to the car and turn it on wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got in my car the other day and the temperature on the dashboard said 116.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that's hot. I can see.
So, you don't want to have pets in your car. Don't leave people in your car. Don't stay in your car without the air conditioning on,
absolutely.
Right?
You know, and I know we're actually going to talk a little bit about, things every young driver should know. But while we're hot and heavy on the AC stuff, let's just take a moment to point out some good tips for when your car is 116 or 130 degrees inside, some of those things that'll definitely help once you get into that car after it's been sitting in the parking lot for a grocery run
it
does not in this heat and that sun. Mm-hmm. It's blistering. Open up all those windows real quick. Allow that car to get rid of some of that stagnant hot air inside of there. Be sure to turn that recirculation button off so the car is not constantly refiltering that same 140 degree air. And while it's still hot outside at 96 degrees, it's cooler by about 40 degrees in the inside of your car. So, those are some tips when you get into these hot cars. Open that door. Don't get right into it. Open the door. Maybe let 10 seconds go by, then sit in. Let all those windows go down and allow that AC to start cooling down before you roll the windows up and are sitting there going, it's just not working. But it is. It's just so hot.
It is hot.
I like the idea of getting the stagnant air out of there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that
makes
a lot of sense.
When all the windows are rolled up and the inside is baking, it is a greenhouse in there. So.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk some about future drivers today,
absolutely.
Right? People that are getting... This is the nightmare of every parent. Guess what? I got my driver's permit, and I'm almost getting to get my license. Can I get the car now?
Cringe. Not my car. Ask your mother.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you ask your father? Nobody's letting you use the car.
Exactly right. So what you got for us today?
Absolutely. There all comes that time in life where we have to prepare ourselves for driving, and our children are no different in the up and coming that are now learning to drive four wheels, and behind that steering wheel there's quite a few things that I think are all important for them to know, and so that's part of our topic for today for parents, grandparents, and new drivers, a rehash of some of the things we might have forgotten. But learning to drive is more than passing a driver's test. It's more than passing a test.
Sure, that's for sure.
And there's probably some things you can add to that too, Pops.
Yeah, I mean, just getting in a car and not knowing anything about a car, that's not a good idea either, because it's a complicated piece of machinery.
Well, they're all different today, too.
Yes,
all the different types of cars. The dashboards are different. You've got some with computers, some with LED. All the different. It's very different. Old car, new
touch
car.
Touch screens. Some have buttons.
Absolutely.
Some have touch screens and things like that. And it's good for you to get familiarized with that, because while you're driving down the road and you want to turn that AC button fan up a little bit because you're still hot, you know where that button is. Mm-hmm. And so you're not distracting yourself and looking down at the dash to find those buttons.
Right, right.
Absolutely. And, you know, with the advent of one button doing 10 functions, it's very easily to be distracted. You know, forget the phones. That's something we shouldn't be using while we're driving anyway. Navigating our way through our center console and just a radio station is challenging enough.
Yes,
so
for sure.
Understanding where those buttons are and how to get to them quickly without much deviation from looking at, you know, the important stuff, the road ahead of you.
The road ahead of you.
Right.
That's the important thing is
that's
the road
right.
ahead of you. But, you know, so you definitely need to make sure you know, where the different buttons are and what some of the different symbols on the dashboard mean. And, again, look at that great old owner's manual, you know. And
where do you find the infamous owner's manual?
Normally they're provided to you in the glove box.
In the glove box.
I mean, we're going down to basics here, guys.
We're going down to basics. And that owner manual, while some of your newer, higher-end cars are all electronic, and even it doesn't matter, a lot of your newer cars are going to more of an online-based manual.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pull it up right on your phone.
Right.
So in the event of, but normally you can find that in your glove box. All your manufacturers, if there's not a hard copy there, look for that digital copy that's specific to your vehicle. And it starts off with the same things that we're talking about. Safety, basic functions of the vehicle. How do I rotate my mirrors to get it so that when I'm looking in my right mirror, my passenger side, I'm getting the maximum visibility out of it. Not that it's pointed straight down and up, as we've seen often in our customer's car. And I go, I've met this person. They're my height, and there's no way their eyes are that far off. You know, and it's like if they've just not been living with it for a while, that's basic car
safety.
You know, safety. I mean, we need our side view mirrors, we need our rear view mirrors just as much as we need our headlights, brake lights, and turn signals.
Mm-hmm.
They all matter for the driver in front and behind you, and so being courteous in your own vehicle helps you be safer and everybody else on the road as well. So that's definitely a big thing there. So getting familiar with the car. You know, obviously there's more than just a gas pedal and a brake pedal on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that windshield wiper has intermittent. I don't need it doing a million miles an hour for a sprinkle. Learn where that mm-hmm. delay is and stuff. So
the headlights now are challenging because a lot of them are in that side. I don't know what you would call that, knob or handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so
multifunction switch.
Multifunction switch.
Correct. Multifunction is not good for this
in
girl.
The manual.
I need it spelled out, but you got to get familiar with it.
Absolutely, and you do, because you don't need to be distracted as a young driver, still just getting comfortable being on the road, and now it's drizzling or raining a little bit, and I'm fumbling with trying to get the windshield wipers going, and the red light's right ahead of me. You know,
mm-hmm.
these are all things that can be avoided with just a 15-minute crash course on sitting in the driver's seat, going through all the functions. You don't even have to start the car, leave it in park, turn the wipers on, turn the turn signals on, see how you go about navigating the radio and stuff.
And, mm-hmm. and don't do that while they're on the phone trying to figure out, like, where is this switch at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Do it while you're parked.
Do it while you're parked.
Right. One thing with the headlights, too, a lot of them anymore, we have, you know, automatic headlights
yes.
that turn on and off.
It's hard to know what's on.
Yes, and then you have the daytime running lights.
Correct.
So, you know, it's starting to get dusk, and I see a lot of times where people don't have it in the auto feature, and it's still just the daytime running lights
mm-hmm.
are on. They see that there's some sort of headlight on, but they don't realize that you have no taillights, nothing
right.
back there is
that's
going
right.
on. So,
that's right.
And I've come up behind cars like that quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and you know, luckily they have red reflectors, or I might have gotten right into them.
I guess the best bet for the newer cars is keeping on auto.
Yeah,
for the auto lights, at least for me mm-hmm. anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we have those quick rainstorms, and it gets real dark.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you see people's lights coming on, but now see a car doesn't have any lights on at all, and you can barely see them.
Mm-hmm. And for the driver in the car without the lights, it may not mean much, but you, as the other driver alongside of him,
mm-hmm.
you may not be able to see that oncoming driver making
mm-hmm.
that turn in the lane because it's coming down so hard. So,
right.
you know, this all matters for the safety of all on the road. We share it together.
Right. If you just joined us, this is The Car Show with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze on Pep Talk, 850 404-373-1620. If you've got a question, just send it on in. Talking about particularly new drivers, young drivers, and that people getting their licenses again, like grandparents and parents. Mm. But we did have a question that came in this morning, guys. I'm looking for a good... Oh, here you go. This is a good one.
Well,
I'm looking for a good used car for my teen who is going back to high school. Something not too pricey, but reliable in brands. Is there anything that you can recommend? I guess this would be for a new driver, teenager just getting their license. Now they're going to be driving to school, freshman, sophomore year.
We all don't want to spend too much because we do know the realities. There's going to be a fender bender. But at the same time, we also understand safety is the biggest thing. I don't want my child riding in some piece of junk that I bought for $500, but I don't want to pay $50,000 for the latest and greatest airbag features. They don't necessarily need that.
Right.
I'm just going to and from school. So, yeah, there's always that fine line of how much do I spend. The biggest thing that I can always say is, you know, do your research on the car you may be looking at, aside from the manufacturer. See what records you can pull up on it. See what the maintenance history looks like. How well is the car been maintained before you've got it? If there's a good receipt of records of oil changes and other maintenance items taken care of, chances are the car is in decent shape. If they've been doing a good job of taking care of it and have the records to show you that, then that usually is a good sign to start off. If you've got a vehicle with 80 to 100,000 miles and no real records of anything and scratching your head on the last oil change, that might not be a great car, but doesn't always mean that. So, you know.
Right. There is always that window sticker that at least we put in a lot of places to up in one corner at a window. And, you know, that's usually the next time that it's recommended for an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean, like in the case of your car, where you have a sensor that actually tells you when to do it.
Which came on yesterday, by the way. I had to talk to guys about that before the show.
We were due in for a show. So,
you know, just kind of look at that sticker. See, is it over? Is it under? Has it been done recently? Usually if it's been done, you know, recently, you can kind of figure that they've probably taken care of it.
Okay, well, this is a good question related to this topic. Where do I go to find out the history of a car?
Well, just like your car, you have your car facts, if you will, for your vehicles that have been in a wreck, you know, a wreck or any accident. They have that. That is always reported most of the time. And the same thing goes for service, for your service on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable Automotive, they're in Gulf Breeze, mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, is also a certified member of what we call the Carfax service side. So all of your major dealerships and anybody with a little bit of technology in their shop should be reporting this to a Carfax service. It's their service facts. So it's Carfax service facts, and that you can look up, usually enter in your VIN, and from that point it'll give you a service history from mile whenever it was first serviced, and there give you a brief explanation, oil change, brakes, routine maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it's only as good as the information that's being put in. So if the vehicle was taken to a shade tree for many years and that may have never gotten reported, but they may have done a great job at doing the oil changes. So you can't necessarily condemn that. One thing you can do, and I'll just plug this, is at Affordable Automotive, we do pre-buy inspections. So for the vehicles you are possibly looking at, maybe purchasing before that before you sign on that dotted line, give us a day, call us. We'll be happy to put it up in the air, see if what they're saying matches what the car looks like, you know, and we can look at it at that point and advise. There's a lot you can see from underneath the hood, and if you know where to look, that says, yep, it has been serviced, or their records don't match up with what they're saying,
because
it does not look like it.
Again, the cleanliness of the interior of the car kind of tells you a little bit about what's going on. I mean, if there's a lot of, you know, if it's not clean, chances are they're not really maintaining the vehicle.
That makes sense.
You know?
Okay, we got another question from one of our listeners. If you've got a question for our guys at Affordable Auto, Affordable Car, hello, Affordable.
It's a lot of A's.
It's a lot of A's. We get it.
Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Okay, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay, here's a good one. We were talking about the heat and AC. Somebody wants to know, are there any other preventative tips for the AC? Everything seems fine right now.
Well, one quick thing you could do is check that air filter, the cabin air filter to be specific. Just like our homes have an air filter inside of the house, we have one now in our vehicles. And that filter, as we're riding around on the road in the environment, dust, everything else, those filters can certainly, you know, begin to get clogged.
Plugged up.
And that'll restrict the airflow
with pollen
coming through.
Leaves and mm-hmm. things like that. And as Howard
that happened
found
to me,
out,
yeah.
It stopped working, his AC, put a new cabin filter in, and it's been working great. So,
where's me some wood to knock on?
Yeah,
right, exactly.
You can use my head.
Boom, boom. But there no, that helped out. I mean, I'd forgotten totally about that. Mm-hmm. And that was an AI thing. Mm-hmm. I looked it up, and it's, hey, have you checked your cabin filter? I go, I forgot.
Now, where is the cabin filter?
Well, in my car, it's in the glove compartment.
Oh.
Not all of them.
Well, behind the glove compartment.
Well, behind the glove
yes.
compartment.
Yes.
Oh,
you go in
okay.
there, and it was just a quick spring, pop it out, pop one in.
Huh. Yep. Okay.
Everybody can do it.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's a real quick thing, you know, yep. just take a look at that filter. Maybe the airflow doesn't feel like it's blowing at you as hard as it once used mm-hmm. to be. But if the system's working good, that's a quick preventative check you can do right there. And those filters are inexpensive at your local auto parts store.
$19, I think. I bet.
That's
okay.
about right.
Our same listener just followed up with a follow-up question. So how often should they be changed?
Depending on the environment, you know, if you're in construction and you're in a truck going up and down a dirt road every day, 6 months or every other oil change would be at least worth checking. Now, if you're just city driving back and forth to work and are hardly on any dirt roads, you know, it's maybe be worth checking every year or so.
Sure. 20 to 30,000 miles,
yeah.
you know, is about the average on them because, you know, I mean, the paved roads and stuff, you're not going to kick up as much junk.
Right,
so,
right.
You and know, can you distinguish for everyone the difference between the cabin filter and you've got another filter in your car that people...
Well, the engine air filter,
yeah.
and
yeah.
that keeps itself, it keeps the engine clean, and that one also needs to be checked once in a while, because when that plugs up,
yeah.
the car doesn't like, the engine doesn't like it now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People
mm-hmm.
forget that cabin filter.
I
did.
Yep, often so. So that's one of the quick things you can check there. Obviously, the other thing is anytime that AC is turned on, you should hear some fans running at the front of that car, and those fans are there. By design to help pull that cooler air and keep the, without getting too technical, the condenser cooled off for the AC to work at maximum, maximum performance. So, you know, make sure that cabin air filter is nice and clean. Make sure you've got good fans, you know, or that you're hearing fans outside the vehicle. Outside of that, unless you're noticing that temperature just isn't getting as cold as it used to, it might be a need for a little bit more of a professional diagnosis, in which case that's what we're really into at the moment is a lot of AC work. So we can check it either for a low refrigerant, maybe the system's just a little bit low on the refrigerant level that it needs, possibly a leak. So those are all things we can look at to maybe see if that AC isn't quite up to the performance you used to have.
And another thing is, once you do get the interior all cooled down of that vehicle and you've had it on fresh air, put it back on recirculate.
Oh, okay.
And now start recirculating the interior air because that saves on the compressor.
Because mm-hmm. Now you're recirculating
yes,
the cool air.
Yes, the air, your cooler air. And mm-hmm. so it's a lot easier on the air conditioning compressor. And you know, you don't want to wear that thing out too quick. They're not cheap.
Okay. We're talking with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. If you've got a text or a question, just 850-437-1620. We started the show out with some, you wanted to give some tips to new drivers. Did
yeah.
you want to go over a couple of those before we end
yeah.
the show?
Absolutely. And kind of a follow-up to a couple questions ago, you know, and this follows in with our subject, but the question about, you know, a good vehicle for finding a young or new driver, you know, again, the price tag can be all over the place, and finding something in that medium range and what works for you. But some of the things that I would at least maybe look at if I'm looking for a vehicle is something with some stability control, something with a good ABS. You know, all these things come mostly standard on your cars these days. But again, some of these safety features, especially when we get all the rain and stuff, you know, your stability control and your ABS help keep you from skidding into that car in front of you and stuff. So as a young driver, those are all things that, you know, as a parent, I would want my child to have. You know, they're already getting the feel for the road. Let's, you know, give them any advantage they have with some of the new technologies. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But obviously, you know, understanding what's happening in the car, knowing the vehicle is a big thing. Knowing what those lights mean when they pop up onto your dash all of a sudden when you're getting ready to come into work, Meg, and it's not the engine exploding, it's just an oil change. Right. Okay, right. Well, I can take care of that. I don't need to call my dad just yet and say, hey, I need a tow truck.
Right. So Meg smiled when you looked at her and says, here's a tip for a young driver, and then you looked at Meg.
Wow. Hey,
Thank you.
I'll take it.
Yeah, any way you can.
Absolutely. Anyway. So, you know, keeping up with that maintenance, you know, avoid aggressive driving, you know, be defensive. Make sure you give that two Mississippi gap. You know, you'd count that pole, and as soon as that car left that pole, one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
That's good.
And then you have the gap. The problem is everybody's in a rush and they fill in my gap now.
Yeah, right.
So,
but without, you know, a turn signal.
Leave yourself space. Avoid heavy braking. You know, making sure that obviously we're not using our phone while driving, and, you know, the radio isn't up so loud that we can't hear emergency sirens behind us. You know, that's another thing. Be cognizant of all those mirrors and making sure they're, you know, faced in the right direction means also that you can see when backing up, but that when emergency vehicles are coming up behind you and the radio is too loud, those flashing lights are there to get your attention. Mm-hmm. And hopefully for just moving over and not getting pulled over for going too fast.
Yeah,
so,
right.
There you go.
You know, of course, keep that emergency kit with you. If you don't have one, some great things to have are in a little emergency jump box. You know, heaven forbid you leave the headlights off that automatic setting when you're getting out of the vehicle. And now the battery's dead. You know, a quick jump box can save the day. A flashlight, a tire checker, understanding what 35 PSI in a tire means and what a low pressure means. You know, some of these basic things are very important. And just so the kids understand them a little bit better helps them be a better driver on the road. The more comfortable you feel in the seat, the more comfortable it shows when you're driving. So, you know, obviously, and then just some of the other things that you can do, you know, make sure that you've always got some maintenance that you're preparing yourself for. You know, you've always got oil changes coming up. You're going to need brakes at some point throughout the life of the car. So as a young driver, start planning on budgeting these things so that you make a good habit throughout your life of always keeping up with your cars and avoid, well, hopefully coming to us more than you need to.
Right. And again, you know, if I am a parent and have a kid that's going away to college or high school, I want to get them a nice car. I don't want to overdo it. You're more than happy to check the car out before they buy it.
Absolutely.
Go through your diagnostic checks and everything.
Yep.
For folks.
Yeah. I mean, another thing, you know, when you're looking at a car, start it up. Yes, the dashboard's going to light up like a Christmas tree, but then you want it to, all those lights should go out if all the systems are good. That's basically what they call a bulb check and a system check at that point in time. And if now the ABS light is staying on, well, there's a problem with that computer, and that needs, now your anti-lock brake, your skid control, some of that stuff's not going to be working, and you don't know it till you need it.
Okay. Well, there's some great tips from the guys at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, and especially if you've got a teenager now, it's learning how to drive. Get that owner's manual out and become, I think the big thing I'm taking away is to become familiar with your vehicle.
Absolutely. Know the vehicle you have, because there's a lot of systems on them, and there's a lot of buttons.
There is a lot of buttons.
Avoiding the emergency situation. So thank you always for joining us on Car Care. You can always find us at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and be sure to call and schedule that appointment today at 850-932-0811.